I love celebrities. I love looking at them and their gorgeous faces. And have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify drastically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it is FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it is made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, or on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more.
Oh my God, everyone, welcome to the Chris Chapman Do-Over. Wrong, it's Frankie's World. Today, I am hosting my very own episode of the podcast, Grumpy Daddy and Dorky Bad Uncle Are Gone, and it's Frankie's World, a world where you can be self, Frankie's World, just a girl, but I still like sports. I am so stoked to hang. I'm just honestly chilling in the studio today with like extra large men's button up shirt on. I don't know, so embarrassing. My hair is like not even done. It's kind of like messy and little boy shorts and like honestly just socks. I kind of like slid in here listening to rock and roll music. And today in Frankie's World, I'm having a very special guest on the show, and I'm just like so excited that you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum idiot are not gonna be here. I'm just kidding, I love you, Chris. Professor doesn't matter. So if you're listening, at me, at Frankie, my dear, I don't give a damn. I want to do my little favorite things, a la Oprah Winifred. So let me know that you're listening, and you might win one of my favorite things. So here we go. Frankie's favorite things. These are my favorite things. Diamond rings, birds with wings. These are my favorite things. Don't take them from me. They're my favorite things. Get your hands off of my favorite things. Get your greasy little paws off my favorite things. It's Frankie's favorite things. Number one, veneers. Jelly sandals. Crocs. Gummy bears. Chocolate mousse, room temp. Sex wings, school, chocolate underwear, and bra matching set. Don't wear it in the sun, girls. Trust me on this. Gay guys, emojis, emoji pillows, Gru and the Minions, of course. My dad, Doug, if you're listening, I love you. And last but certainly not least, TikToks of gross little frogs. That was the end of my favorite things. Frankie's favorite things. Get your fucking little hands on my favorite things. These are my one and only favorite things. They're my favorite things. Yep, that's me. Okay, moving on. So next thing I want to do is a little segment I'm calling Frankie's Movie Review. Frankie's Movie Review. Watch the movie so you don't have to break out the popcorn, sit with your boyfriends. Frankie's Movie Review. Action. So Chris has been begging me to watch his favorite movie, Field of Dreams, and I finally watched it, which is huge for me because I usually really don't like horror, thriller, scary movies. So this is very brave of me, and I watched it. For our listeners that haven't seen it, I'm not usually into horror movies. I always have trouble sleeping afterwards, so this was like very brave of me to watch. It's a movie about a man on a haunted barn farm, and he gets lost in the corn and begins to hear a demon speak to him. And then sort of athletic ghosts from hell begins to take over his property. And he almost loses his wife. He's kind of holding her captive on the farm and draining all of their money by building a house for the demons. I guess they're baseball playing demons. And so they come back from hell and he has a baseball field built there for them as a sacrifice. And he almost loses everything that he has. And in the end, the twist is, can I say, his dad is one of the demons. So I enjoyed it. I mean, it's not normally my style. I usually like comedy or family movie, but I don't like jump scares. Okay, I'm sorry, but... And that was Frankie's Movie Review. Grab your popcorn and do it soon. Cut. So today I wanted to bring on someone really special because, as you guys know, I've kind of blown up to my famous status now from that viral video where I super glued my hand to a painting in the Louvre. And a lot of people thought that was for climate change, but it was just like a photo scavenger hunt for a bachelorette. And I went to prison for that. And my parents were so bummed. When I say so bummed, I mean like literally. So when I came back home, my parents said, look, you need to get your shit together and you need help. And so my mom recommended this woman who had been putting her flyers in and under our car and in the windshields and under and behind the license plate and tucked kind of in the wheel wells for weeks. And she is a safe space expert. And she changed my life. Please welcome to my special edition of the show, my good friend and expert and lifesaver, Miss Chevy Honda.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Chevy.
Frank, it's wonderful to see you.
It's Frankie. Remember?
Okay, sure. That sounds like a child's... You're an adult now, Frank. Frank is mature. But you know what? I want to respect your boundaries, right? This was a test, but you seem to be cowering under the umbrella of my presence.
Well, I kind of always have been a little bit intimidated with you because I remember when I first met you, you came in and you were like, you kept being like, what the fuck is this shit? And throwing out my stuff and kind of... You were threatening to push me down the stairs and really scare the life into me.
It is so wonderful to see you. Frankie. How is things? How is everything?
Things are good. I have been trying to maintain good. The boundaries that you taught me. You helped me clean
sure.
up my life and my apartment. I don't eat chips in bed anymore.
good. And you got rid of the bed, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, as we discussed.
Yes.
Air mattress. Lifestyle.
That's right.
Right.
I got a temper, Sealy Simmons.
Sealy Simmons.
And I know, yeah. I remember at the time you were sponsored by them, so you were kind of making all your clients get them, but yes. It really changed my
yeah.
life.
Yeah, my sister-in-law's mattress company, Sealy, and her maiden name was Simmons. Anyway, could we all just take a moment and just, I like to hold my breath for just 45 seconds.
Yes, I don't know if you remember, but I have asthma. So that just might be kind of hard for me, but...
Even better. Just hold your breath.
Okay.
The logic behind this is if God wants to do away with you, he will. But if he doesn't, he'll keep you afloat. So just hold your breath for 45 seconds.
Okay, that's like as long as I can do.
A little under. You're still weak. You're weak. Is that a phone call?
So just so you know, Chevy Honda, this is Chris Chapman's show that he's graciously let me host. They're on their way to a music festival, so this is kind of funny that they're calling in. It's like really sweet. You're going to love him. He's really wise. He's really okay. Cool. Hello?
Hey! Hey!
Hey, it's us. We got you on the Bluetooth.
What's going on?
Oh, desert dogs.
He's making the dog noise. Sick dog. Dying dog.
I'm just doing Frankie's own episode. I'm interviewing Chevy Honda on Safe Spaces.
Oh, are you on right now?
Yes. We're like creating a little
God.
Safe space for us in the studio. What's
oh,
up?
Oh, shit. No, I'm so sorry. Shouldn't have not have bothered you. This is your
time. Oh, you're sweet. No, it's okay.
We told you you were on Bluetooth. You got to tell us we're on the air.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. We're tripping.
Full disclosure. Oh, my God. This is so annoying. Can you do me a quick favor real quick?
Of course. What's up?
Is my laptop right there? Are you kind of at my normal console?
Which one? The laptop with the, there's a big Bazinga sticker on it?
It's got big Bazinga and then I'm an epic atheist.
Yep. I have it.
Can you open it?
Okay. Password is still Tickled Bitties or?
Tickled Bitties.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. What do you need?
Can you open my calendar? We are on the road. We're on 635 northbound, and we cannot remember the name of our hotel because we drank mushroom cola. And we
are so bad.
Fucked up.
We've been coming up with names of things it could be. You know, we can't tell the difference between a real hotel like the Acadian, the Twin Flame Springs, the Coral Reef. Motel 69.
If you heard it in context a little bit ago.
Yeah, Murphy's Garden Hotel.
Oops,
yeah.
Sorry, Professor. I'm just trying to talk to Chris because I'm trying to get this settled.
Well, you're on Bluetooth with all of us.
Okay.
Me and him.
So if you just click the iCal.
Yes. It says Best Western.
Did you book it a Best Western, dude?
Fuck. It's a Best Western
Why
plus.
Would you do
I gotta
that?
Get back
it's
to
a
my guest.
Plus.
Frank, this is your episode, Frank. I just want to be clear because I wanted to talk to you and your listeners about clutter and decluttering and
what'd she
space.
Say? What'd she say, Frankie?
She's just saying that we should probably let you go and get back
hey,
to the...
Hey, Frankie, for
yep.
real? Frankie?
Yep.
Frankie?
Yep.
I'm fucking proud of you.
Oh my God. Thank you. Bye.
Oh my goodness. Frank, the boundary there is blurry, I would say, because what did we discuss? Frank, we each came into this world with everything we need. Isn't that my philosophy?
Yes.
Just our private parts and a mouthful of teeth if we're lucky, as I always say. Not many people come in with a mouthful of teeth. Now, those people are divine. Now, you're cluttered. You're cluttered. You're nervous. Your boss, Chris, is intruding upon your space.
He's just calling. It's actually really sweet that he's checking in. Because
when you came into the world, did you have a friend? When you came into the world, did you have a friend?
No.
No, you didn't have a friend, right? We've cluttered our lives, right? There's friends. There's family. There's food. There's substance. We don't need those things. So do me a favor right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to clench your jaw for me. Just clench it.
So I have TMJ and soft teeth, as you know, so that's going to be kind of hard for me to do it, but I'm going ahead and doing it right now. I'm clenching.
Okay. Okay. Now just hold that for about 5 more seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So what's something you would like me to share with your listeners?
Well, I love your teachings on creating safe spaces and environments. And like you said, you get rid of the clutter of your life. Like what's got to go in order to create your own safe space for the listeners at home?
Anyone that you consider, what is a friend, right? That's one of the chapters of my...
So sorry to interrupt. I think Chris is calling again. Just a sec. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Are you still doing the show?
Yes. So she's trying to talk about her book and how we need to get people out of our lives that are encroaching on our territory in order to create safe spaces. So what's up?
Hey, so can you do me a favor? This is really dumb. My little desk right there, I left my little bulletproof wallet. And it's got my corporate Amex in it.
Oh, okay.
We're booking a new hotel.
We're booking a new hotel because we're not bad guys from No Country for Old Men staying at a fucking Best Western. We're staying at the fucking Four Seasons Salt Lake City.
Ooh, do it right. Okay, so in the Kevlar wallet, the Baywatch
Kevlar
Amex?
Wallet that says, don't tread on me, yeah. Baywatch Amex.
Okay.
Can you text me the credit card number and
I
then the plus four?
I don't have your number, so I'm going to text Chris.
Text and the card number, we need the number that's on the front on an Amex, not the back.
Yeah, I know how it works, and I'll text Chris because I don't want to text it to you. Guys, I'll see
best.
You later. I got to
so
run,
proud,
okay?
So proud.
Okay,
so
love you guys.
So proud. Are you the greatest? We love you.
I love that. Okay, bye. Bye, you guys.
Dude, you're dying. That dog is dead. It's not healthy.
When it comes to travel, every family has a happy place. My happy place is in Sardinia, where an ex-lover of mine runs a feta factory. But wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you and your family there more often. And thanks to Priceline's family-friendly options, you can save 60% on family-friendly hotels. You can sort by room type, have amenities like pools, and get access to deals you can't find anywhere else. And with Priceline, you never have to miss a trip. Whenever I'm planning a vacation, which usually means weeks away from work and people I know, I always trust Priceline to help me book. It's simple, reliable, and saves me some cash that can be better spent on something fun. Fun is so important. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% on family-friendly hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to try to go back into what I was saying about creating a space in your life that's safe, okay? So friends are clutter. You didn't come into the world with them. You don't need them now. Are you familiar with a sphincter?
Yes, I believe I have two or three.
Okay, that's excessive. I think you're meant to have one.
What, it's a sphincter?
It's actually the muscle between your cheeks.
So I know what you mean, the butthole.
So go ahead and tense it up. Hold your breath, clench your jaw. Yeah, yeah, how does that feel? Tough, right? When we have clutter in our lives, it feels like a clenched butthole. Oh,
you're not going to believe this, but Chris Chapman is calling again.
Hey, okay, real quick, settle a bet. Is it true that Gen Zers have to wear Crocs because they don't know how to tie their shoes?
Chris, I don't know. I'm like in the middle of this interview.
Hey, Frankie, yeah, tell that lady, speaking of clutter, she should look at the professor's fucking car. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. We took it because of better mileage. It gets better mileage than his.
Do you think I have enough empty Powerade bottles in here?
They might come in handy if you don't want to stop.
The good news is literally, yeah, we could piss in bottles for up to a year. Got, like, McRib wrappers from, like, the last six seasons.
Because you can sell them because the McRib's so rare you can actually sell the paper. I don't, but people do.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
Do you happen to have cotton on you? Cotton, anything on you, Frank?
I have a tampon in my purse.
Okay. Do you have two tampons?
Yes.
Very good. Unwrap the tampons for me. Stick them up your nostrils. Okay. One in each nostril for me.
Okay. Okay, they're up.
Okay. So big inhale through your mouth. Clench your jaw. Clench your sphincter. Roll your eyes into the back of your head. Are you dead? Are you dead?
I did as much as I could, but it is honestly with the asthma and the TMJ.
Yeah, you're still addicted to clutter. Let's just take a beat to think. What now exists in your life, Frank, that you didn't come into this world with?
Well, I don't really have much. I mean, I guess I have my apartment and this job. Oh, okay, I got to... Sorry, we're getting a phone call. Chris, what is it?
Before I say anything, I just want you to know how great I think you are and how much I respect you, and I am honored to work with you.
Why?
I need you to send me a picture of that credit card.
Oh, my God.
Because we ordered a bunch of food at a Sonic, and I cannot currently pay for it. Hey,
can you open my laptop?
No, Chris, no. I'm setting a boundary. I'm creating a safe space, and I'm saying,
oh, very
I'm
good.
Doing the show with Chevy Honda, and please do not call again. Goodbye. Wow. I don't think I would have had the courage to do that if I didn't clench my butthole and have my nose plugged,
exactly,
my jaw.
Exactly, that's what it feels like to have Chris encroach upon your show.
That is how it felt like. I couldn't breathe, and it felt like all the times when I'm trying to say what my point is and I just can't because he's just talking and talking, and it's like my nose is filled with tampons and my mouth is filled with a scream that couldn't come out. You know what? He's calling. He's fucking calling again, even though I told him this is my safe space and I'm setting up.
Tell him. Okay. It's not okay. Kay. Tell him.
Hello, motherfucker.
Hello?
Hello? I'm Chris Chapman, and I can't respect
That's
a woman
right.
for more than 45 fucking
That's
seconds.
Right.
And even though
That's
Frankie's
right.
only 22 years old and she's
That's
gorgeous,
right.
I can't respect her. Even though she's proven time and time again that she likes sports too. She's not afraid of spiders. She likes beer. I still don't care about her opinion. I still don't trust her to hold down the fort. Oh, can you check if my
right.
chair's in there?
That's
my big
right.
titty credit card's in there.
Yeah.
Fish it out, will
yeah.
ya? Will ya? Oh, please don't touch my beef jerky
yeah,
while
that's
I'm gone. Because
right.
I want to fart up a storm into oblivion.
That's right.
Your pants don't fit. Your breath smells like farts. You're not even that smart.
Yeah.
You're clutter, Chris. And don't call again, bitch.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. Alone again. My little kind of sexy outfit. I feel like I changed a lot today and I grew a lot today. It just kind of makes me think of a song. One that I just made up now. Thanks for listening. This will play us out. Frankie's world is now a universe. The expansive mind of a woman knows no bounds. Yeah, yeah. I can be anything, anything I dream. I love sports and beer and hanging around, but I also love to be profound. I am Frankie. No one can stop me. A beautiful voice. I love to sing, but I also like sporty things.
This improvised episode of the Chris Chapman Do-Over is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcasts. It's produced by Best Case Studios. The cast includes Ike Barinholtz, Neil Casey, Lisa Gilroy, and Ego Nwodum.
Chocolate mousse, room temp, sex wings, school. Contact lenses that look like Beetlejuice. Black and white Halloween.
Oh my God.
Bats. You guys, I'm sorry. I'm losing it. Blue mascara. Meth.
For Paper Kite Productions, Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer. For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer. Suzanne Myers, supervising producer. Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
Odyssey executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yenikin Biernink, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hilary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green. Theme song composed and performed by Ben Lapidus. This episode was edited and mixed by Max Michael Miller. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York.
Follow and listen to the Chris Chapman Do-Over now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.